John, chapter 18. When Jesus had spoken these words, he went forth with his disciples over the brook Kidron, where a garden was, into which he entered, himself and his disciples. Now Judas also, who delivered him up, knew the place, for Jesus often resorted there with his disciples. Judas then, having received the battalion of soldiers, and attendants from the chief priests and from the Pharisees, comes there with lanterns and torches and weapons. Jesus therefore, knowing all the things that were coming upon him, went forth, and says to them, Whom do you seek? They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. He says to them, I am he. And Judas also, who delivered him up, was standing with them. When therefore he said to them, I am he, they went backward, and fell to the ground. Again therefore he asked them, Whom do you seek? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus answered, I told you that I am he, if therefore you seek me, let these go their way. That the word might be fulfilled which he spoke, Of those whom you have given me I lost not one. Simon Peter therefore having a sword drew it, and struck the high priest's slave, and cut off his right ear. Now the slave's name was Malchus. Jesus therefore said to Peter, Put up the sword into the sheath, the cup which the Father has given me, shall I not drink it? So the battalion and the colonel, and the attendants of the Jews, seized Jesus and bound him. And led him to Annas first, for he was father-in-law to Caiaphas, who was high priest that year. Now Caiaphas was he who gave counsel to the Jews, that it was expedient that one man should die for the people. And Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple. Now that disciple was known to the high priest, and entered in with Jesus into the court of the high priest. But Peter was standing at the door outside. So the other disciple, known to the high priest, went out and spoke to her who kept the door, and brought in Peter. The female slave therefore who kept the door says to Peter, Are you also one of this man's disciples? He says, I am not. Now the slaves and the attendants were standing there, having made a fire of coals, for it was cold, and they were warming themselves, and Peter also was with them, standing and warming himself. The high priest therefore asked Jesus of his disciples, and of his teaching. Jesus answered him, I have spoken openly to the world, I ever taught in synagogues, and in the temple, where all the Jews come together, and in secret I spoke nothing. Why do you ask me? Ask those who have heard me, what I spoke to them, look, these know the things which I said. And when he had said this, one of the attendants standing by struck Jesus with his hand, saying, Do you answer the high priest so? Jesus answered him, If I have spoken evil, bear witness of the evil, but if well, why do you strike me? Annas therefore sent him bound to Caiaphas the high priest. Now Simon Peter was standing and warming himself. They said therefore to him, Are you also one of his disciples? He denied, and said, I am not. One of the slaves of the high priest, being a kinsman of him whose ear Peter cut off, says, Didn't I see you in the garden with him? Peter therefore denied again, and right away the rooster crowed. They lead Jesus therefore from Caiaphas into the praetorium, and it was early, and they themselves didn't enter into the praetorium, that they might not be defiled, but might eat the Passover. Pilate therefore went out to them, and says, What accusation do you bring against this man? They answered and said to him, If this man were not an evildoer, we should not have delivered him up to you. Pilate therefore said to them, Take him yourselves, and judge him according to your law. The Jews said to him, It is not lawful for us to put any man to death. That the word of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spoke, signifying by what manner of death he should die. Pilate therefore entered again into the praetorium, and called Jesus, and said to him, Are you the king of the Jews? Jesus answered, Do you say this of yourself, or did others tell it to you concerning me? Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? Your own nation and the chief priests delivered you to me, what have you done? Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world, if my kingdom were of this world, then my attendants would fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews, but now my kingdom is not from here. Pilate therefore said to him, Are you a king then? Jesus answered, You say that I am a king. To this end I have been born, and to this end I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. Pilate says to him, What is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again to the Jews, and says to them, I find no crime in him. But you have a custom, that I should release to you one at the Passover, do you want therefore that I release to you the king of the Jews? They cried out therefore again, saying, Not this man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a robber.